Straight up, Chad. I think they'll put on a regular line here and then just play this even up for the last 7 seconds of the power play. Hopefully they can get in the offensive zone. Again, they have to get pucks inside and get to rebounds.
As the faceoff is drawn in deep, the Storm have had lots of offensive zone time on these power plays, haven't they?
They have. They've been in there. But again, Eau Claire is blocking shots and taking away lanes.
And as a team that is the dog, I think that is probably the plan, isn't it?
Of course,
make them frustrated.
Yes.
Oh, now here's a turnover. Allison Grolke back into the offensive zone. Whiffs on the first pass attempt. Moves it left faceoff circle. And then coming over, getting tripped up is Heiser. But no penalty. Puck is battled for along the far side boards. Grabbed by Michaela Gearham. Back behind the cage of Taylor Friedel. And there's a little body work. And this time the arm goes up. And a power play again coming up for the Storm. That's one of the interesting aspects of girls hockey, isn't it? There is such a thin line on trying to decide what is a body check.
It is.
It's a tough call.
And I think every game is different. Every game has a different temperature. That one just looked like we had body position and ended up the shove from behind. I think sometimes the direction of how things fall matters. You'll see players win the lane or win body position. And when they win body position, that contact becomes incidental.
Right now for the Storm, another chance with the power play. You'd like them to take advantage. They're getting some really good opportunities here.
They need to. They got to move the puck, get it inside, get to a rebound.
Face off in the offensive zone for Central Wisconsin. Puck is battled for. Puck is back to the point. Ava Rohde. Rohde at the blue line, no center of the rink. Works her way to the right. Rohde to the right faceoff circle. Thrown down low, deflected off the near side boards. Played again by Central Wisconsin and Michaela Gearham. Gearham will stick handle. Works her way to the right faceoff circle. Fires it through the crease to the near side corner. Back to the point. Ava Rohde keeps it in at the blue line. Left point. Now left faceoff circle. Thrown down low. Now right faceoff circle. Turning is Yurkowski. And it's deflected into the right corner. And now the puck is cleared all the way down ice by ECA.
Not a lot of passes on that power play so far, Chad. They have to move the puck. The whole point is to make the other team move, and we're the ones moving right now, and that makes power plays very difficult.
And then dumped right back in after the Storm got it to their own blue line. Down to a minute 12 to go on the power play. Still deep in their own zone is Central Wisconsin. 360 with the puck by Ava Rohde. Rohde still deep in her own zone, moves it off the near side boards. Gearham gets it up to center, picked up by Heiser, back to Gearham. Gearham near the red line. Gearham now stick handles. Gearham will just dump it in deep. 53 seconds on the power play. 3:15 to go first period. 1-1 game. Left-hand side. With it is Heiser. Heiser below the goal line. Heiser behind the cage. Heiser back to the right faceoff circle. Now back to the point. With it is Boleyn. Boleyn! A shot, and there were sticks in front. Trying to get a deflection, but it got to Amy Thull. She's able to smother it in her chest. Hold on. Get the whistle with 38 seconds to go on the power play.
Key word there, Chad. Sticks. You need to have bodies in front. She cannot see that puck. When she can't see the puck, it's going to be very difficult for her to stop. The Storm have to get bodies in front for two reasons. One, to take away the eyes, but two, presence for the rebound.
Face off, controlled by ECA, moved off the near side boards. Back to the point, kept in by Ava Rohde. Rohde stick handle, still at the left point. Rohde trying to roll it down low. Along the near side boards, grabbing it now for Central Wisconsin again is Madeline Kelter back to Rohde. Upper slot. Tried a shot. Another deflection. Goes high off the glass behind the cage. Behind the net. Dug out by Central Wisconsin. Work to the right-hand side. Trying to feed it in front towards Yonke. But now Storm do have it. Again, Kelter. Kelter in front. Turning. Eva Whitmore trying to get on that. Shot is a goal! Just over the goal line. It's spreading all the way across with goal. But she had her leg behind the goal line. And Central Wisconsin with 5 seconds to go on the power play. Deflected it home was Isabel Yonke. And the Storm take a 2-1 lead.
Lots of bodies in front, Chad. A little bit of chaos there. They're in the right spot at the right time to create a little misdirection. And Izzy was able to put the puck to the back of the net.
And that second power play unit came out there and did a nice job, didn't they?
They were moving the puck. They got it to the inside. It was difficult, but they were able to get a shot off and create chaos down low, and that's what you want to do.
So the Storm, for the first time tonight, have taken the lead 2-1. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the first period. I can sense the juice going way up just behind this bench.
Yeah, I mean, there's hopefully a little sigh of relief there. Like, you've got the lead now. Now go back to work.
And it took almost the entire power play, but they finally were able to do it.
Assisted by number 19, Sophie Holland. And number 11,
Back through center. Now the puck rolls over the Central Wisconsin blue line. Played by Taylor Friedel. Friedel behind the cage. Oh, turned over. Thrown in front. Sticked aside by Cammie Floor. Puck along the near side boards. Trying to use her body to shield the star player is Emma Brandt. Still fighting for it along the boards. Comes loose. Picked up by Taylor Friedel. Friedel gets it up to center. Through center ice comes Gabby Heiser. Heiser into the zone, left-hand side. Heiser, left faceoff circle, now below the goal line, left-hand side. She gets taken off the puck, still fighting for it. Deflects it. Heiser keeps it alive for the Storm. Now thrown back in front, and Heiser gets hit. And no penalty as a shot from the right-hand side is gloved down by Amy Thull with 1:34 to go in the period.
Yeah, Gabby just trying to make a play there in the middle, just got knocked down late. We got to make sure that we keep, when we take the puck from the outside to the middle, we have opportunities. We just have to have our feet face in the right direction and get that shot off.
Face off to the left of Amy Thull in net for ECA. 2-1 Storm, 1:34 to go in period number one. Taking the face off is Malia Barigi for the Storm. Back to the point. With it is Rohde. Now between the circles, trying to grab is Isabel Yankee. Deflected and taken away. But now the puck is cleared by the Stars. Trying to chase it down is Grolke on the right-hand side. She'll get there before the goal line, so no icing. Grolke gets double-teamed along the near side boards. Puck is still fought for. Kept in at the point for a moment by the Stars, and then taken away by Sophie Bolin. Had it poke-checked away. Still fighting for it is Grolke. Again, she is the most active player for ECA. Puck in the far corner. Trying to grab it as the Storm moves to the near side. 1 minute in period number one. Puck is fought for in the deep right wing corner of the Central Wisconsin zone. Now Ava Rohde behind her own cage. Moves it right hand side. Puck deflects up to center. Played there by April Vaki for the Stars. Moved over to the left hand side. It will be rolled in by Ava Stowe, and that will be an icing. She was not to the red line. It looked like she wanted to pass to a teammate. All of a sudden it wasn't there, and she kind of panicked, maybe not the right word, but the first option was not there, and that made it difficult.
Jed, I don't know if you noticed on that faceoff, we wanted to Taya DePoit. She moves it up top. They moved it back down to the half wall in a cross-seam play, and we're close. Like, those 3-4 passes create space for the Storm. They have to do that. Every time we try to carry it, it's a turnover.
From the point, a shot and a save. Taking it from the right point was Michaela Garam. Save was made by Amy Thull. Jumped on the rebound, 34.2 seconds to go in the period, and another offensive zone faceoff. Critical moments, I think, for ECA right now.
Yeah, especially 34 seconds left in the period. They just want to get out of this one.
Win on the draw again for the... Oh, the Stars. Bad bounce off the boards. Puck is now deflected back to center. Almost a break for the Storm. Now Storm have to reset at neutral on the right-hand side. Puck is chipped along the far side boards into the ECA zone. It could have been played, so no icing on the play. Puck below the goal line, right-hand side. Mara Meverden trying to knock it loose. Now Ava Whitmore behind the cage. Whitmore has it. Whitmore, stick handles. Whitmore drops it in the left corner with 6 seconds in the period. Back to the point. Friedel, a shot, and gloving it down again is Thull with 2 seconds to go in the period and one final chance on an offensive zone draw for the Storm.
Yeah, I mean, here you got 2 seconds left. Likelihood of getting a great scoring chance is really low, but hopefully, you know, as coaches, we have time to set up these type of plays, and hopefully they can put somebody in the position to just push the puck to the net. You never know.
Did take 2 seconds for Wicklund to score in the state championship
it
game?
Did not.
There's the draw, and that will do it for the first period of play. Interesting first 17 minutes of action. Stars took the lead, but then the Storm respond with a pair of goals and have a 2-1 lead at the end of 17 minutes. We'll take a timeout and then come back and recap the action of that first period coming up next. Central Wisconsin 2, Eau Claire Area 1, Storm Hockey from the state tournament on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
The Wausau Cyclones' quest for a championship begins next weekend. Wausau will host Game 1 of the Best of 3 playoff series on Friday, March 17th at 7:10 p.m. and Game 3, if necessary, on Sunday, March 16th at 6:10 p.m. The first 500 fans receive a Cyclones playoff rally towel presented by Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Visit WausauCyclones.com for tickets.
Are you thinking about updating or transforming your home or business? Mike Whitmore Construction has been delivering nearly 3 decades of professional construction service you can count on. Stunning interior renovations, durable exterior upgrades. Mike and his team do it all, expertly, efficiently, with quality that lasts. See the quality work of Mike Whitmore Construction on their Facebook page. For craftsmanship you can trust, call Mike Whitmore Construction today. 715-401-3965. Mike Whitmore Construction. Built on experience. Driven by quality.
At Weston Smiles, your smile is our top priority. From routine cleanings to advanced cosmetic and implant dentistry, we offer gentle, personalized care in a comfortable environment. With a newly expanded facility, state-of-the-art technology, and a team that truly cares, we make every visit stress-free and guilt-free. Healthy, confident smiles start here. Call Weston Smiles today to book your appointment and learn more about our services, amenities, and team at WestonSmilesDental.com.
Are pain and discomfort keeping you from living your best life? It doesn't have to be that way. Mosinee Family Chiropractic is here to help you. Serving Wausau and surrounding areas, they provide gentle, effective chiropractic care for the whole family, helping with back pain, headaches, sports injuries, and more. With a patient-first approach, they focus on real solutions for lasting relief. Feel better, move better, and live better. Call Mosinee Family Chiropractic today, 715-869-3132, and schedule your appointment to live better.
In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Chad Holmes along with BJ Brandt back here from Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton. First intermission of the second girls state semifinal, and the Central Wisconsin Storm with a 2-1 lead over the Eau Claire area Stars. It was Eau Claire area getting the early power play goal, but then the Storm girls able to get back-to-back goals to take the lead into the intermission. Before we go over the numbers of this first period, I know you were talking a lot of different areas in that first period. What jumped out? What, when the Storm were doing well, what were they doing? And what are the moments that, hey, you want to tighten up just a little bit?
Well, I think when they had a hard, what we call as a coach, a hard F1, meaning your first forechecker, your first forward is putting pressure on the other team's defensemen, it creates turnovers and creates opportunities. And I think when they had that, we had a ton of offensive zone time. Now, what we do with that offensive zone time, I think, is something where we need some improvement, because right now we're content with shots outside the dot line. We're content with shots outside. We've got to find ways to move pucks from low to high. You got to move pucks left to right at the top and the bottom of the zone to get the defense to move, because ECA is extremely good at being, you know, in shooting lanes, taking away the middle of the ice. And when you move the puck from low to high and you move the puck left to right or east to west in the offensive zone, that's going to give and open up spots in the middle of the rink. And then the Storm girls fill those spots and we go quick with offense. I mean, The few times we did it, Chad, we got good scoring opportunities. The puck went low to high. Look at Emma's goal. When she scored, it was a rebound goal. Puck went low to high. You look at the second goal. Puck went low to high. Shot gets through to traffic. Get a rebound goal. Izzy scores. So, you know, I think the plan is there. I think it's just a matter of repeating it enough where you can keep getting pucks past this goaltender, because if she can see it, she's going to stop it. And as long as she can give a rebound out, we get to those rebounds, we'll be able to get one in.
Let's look at the scoring of this first period. Eau Claire area got on the board first on the power play at 4 minutes and 46 seconds. And lighting the lamp, as she has done more often than any other player for Eau Claire area this season, number 22, Addison Grohlke. Senior, 16th goal of the season. Assists on the play went to Motley Wright, and it was 1-0 ECA. But it did not stay 1-0 very long, because the Eau Claire, the Central Wisconsin Storm just needed 20 seconds to get back on the board. Emma Brandt on a rebound in front. Michaela Garam took the initial shot. Garam and Gabby Heiser with the assist, and that made it 1-1 at 5:06 of the first period. And then on the third power play chance for Central Wisconsin, they were able to score with 5 seconds to go on the power play at 14 minutes and 30 seconds. It was Isabel Yonke lighting the lamp. And let me look real quickly at my numbers here, because Isabel has not had a lot of goals so far this season for Central Wisconsin, but she had a big one here at state. That's her third goal of the season, her second goal in the playoffs. So Yonke with Sophie Boleyn and Ava Whitmore with the assist, and that made it 2-1 Storm, and that is the score at the end of the first period. 15 shots on net for the Central Wisconsin Storm, one shot on net for the ECA Stars.
I think there was one seems a little bit short, because I feel like Cammy had maybe two saves in there. Obviously, the first shot of the game she sees, or in this case she didn't see, because she had a self-screen in front of her. You know, she settled in, though. She looked more comfortable as that period went along. You know, when you look at the way the Storm have scored, Chad, the two players that have scored are not people they've certainly counted on in terms of offensive production. I can't wait to see what happens when their offensive producers get going and start sharing the puck a little bit and getting to the scoring areas, because this group has some offensive dynamics to it. And when they share the puck, it is so fun to watch these girls whip the puck around and put it in the back of the net.
I got to say, when you talk that way, it sounds like you're talking about your team. I mean, there are universals in hockey, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to our guys all the time. It's about algorithms, you know. You're going to do the same thing, and it's about applying the solution to the problem. And I think, you know, it's making the right play at the right time. It's moving the puck on time. And we talk about that a lot with our guys. Move it on time. There's times to move the puck, and there's times to go without it, and you want to make sure that you're doing that. And the Storm had a few line rushes that period that I thought we needed to kick the puck out and drive down the middle of the rink and put pressure on their defensemen. We didn't, but the few times they found their way to the middle of the rink, they found some rebounds and a goal.
And is it always so interesting? And I mean, obviously the Storm has made it to state so often, so you're bound to see some things that maybe turn into semi-patterns. I swear it seems as though we always have girls that have not scored a lot who's kind of step up. I mean, to have Isabel Yonke with her third goal of the season, to have Emma with her eighth goal of the season. I mean, when we come into the game, those are not off the tip of the tongue who you're going to think are going to score. And that is such a big factor in these games, isn't it?
Well, depth. Anytime in the playoffs that you're successful, you're going to get production out of your whole lineup. You know, you look at our run right now, we've had production from every line. And you look at this team right now for the Storm, they've gotten production out of two players right now. But you know, they've got two different lines that have scored right now. And there's some really good positives that they saw, and hopefully coaches saw, and find ways to get those other guys that they're used to calling their name for the goals going.
2-1, Central Wisconsin with the lead. Again, looking ahead at our broadcast schedule tomorrow. Tomorrow we're kind of hoping for some things. We know we're going to be here in the afternoon for the Division I semifinal, Wausau West and Notre Dame Academy. Pregame at 1:35 and the opening faceoff at 2 o'clock. We do know that Tom Weaver will be in Marathon tomorrow night. He will be with the Marathon Red Raiders against the Phillips Loggers in a Division IV boys basketball regional semifinal. Live here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. with the pregame show starting at 6:45 and the opening tip-off at 7 o'clock. And then we're to the hope aspect, because maybe, hopefully, some stretches of play tomorrow during that game, because I'm hoping to get back to the field house tomorrow night, because Everest and West, which is going to be, I think, just a
fantastic,
I mean, it's
playoff
gonna,
basketball.
I know,
game.
So I kind of want to get there.
You don't, I mean, Jed, that's going to be a great game, and it's at our Wausau West field house, and our basketball team's having a great season, and just want to make sure that they have everything they need to be successful in their first round game.
And I love it when these rivalries with both teams are really good, and Everest is really good. They had to battle through some injuries. They're playing their best basketball. They beat East by 21 in their final game. And the game tomorrow night, my plan is, if there's no overtime, I think I should be able to make it.
Well, we'll do our best there, Chad.
Hey,
we'll
if you're down by one, and the thing about it is I'm not going to complain either way. Really, I'm not. But hey, I would love to get up there. It would be on the Sports 2 stream tomorrow night. So, again, we're doing it that way because, doggone, I don't know if I'm going to get there in time. So we'll be on the Sports 2 stream. Tom will be on the main channel. But if you go to WXCO.FM, get your Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? It's a great little piece of technology. Bring out the Civic Media app, and then you can open up the 98.9 WXCO page, which is the fourth one down. And then you'll have the primary stream with Tom tomorrow night and Sports 2 with me tomorrow night as well. So what a fun time of year.
You say fun, Chad. One of the things that's fun when we came to the games this morning is each student section has a theme, and it's kind of fun to watch their themes happen, you know, whiteout, blackout. I think the Storm has done jerseys here. You see some fun jerseys from movies like, you know, the Hanson Brothers and Slapshot to the jerseys the kids have worn throughout their entire lives. It's such a fun time to come down to state tournaments and watch students cheer on their fellow peers. And it's such a great time of year. And this is just the beginning of it, right? The wrestling individuals to hockey team and wrestling team to girls basketball, to boys basketball. It's such a fun little run here in March.
We're going to take a timeout and then come back with the start of period number two. Central Wisconsin Storm 2, ECA 1. This is Storm State Tournament Hockey on 98.9 WXC.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau would like to congratulate the Wausau West Boys and Central Wisconsin Storm hockey teams on making it to the state tournament. Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau is Wausau's only four-bay indoor golf simulator and sports bar. With spring right around the corner, grab your clubs and give Four Seasons Golf a call to set your tee time and get tuned up for the outdoor season. Call 715-679-3769 or visit their website, fourseasonsgolfofwausau.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes and BJ Brandt back here from Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton. 2-1 Central Wisconsin Storm with the lead over the Eau Claire Area Stars as we get set for period number two. Boy, it feels as though the Storm, with the way the period ended, they can really put their hands around the throat if they come out quickly in the second period.
Yeah, their foot on the gas here has got to be big for them. They just have to come out and keep pushing the puck low, go to work down low, move the puck up high, get shots on net, get rebounds. I mean, I think it's a pretty simple recipe for them right now to be able to get past the goaltender for the ECA Stars.
Again, it is Amy Thull in goal for the Stars, and it is Cammy Floor, the freshman, in net for the Central Wisconsin Storm. 15 shots, according to the stats we received for the Storm. One shot for ECA in the first period. Storm will go from left to right in front of our broadcast position in period number two. 5-on-5 hockey to begin play in the second period. Puck is battled for, picked up by Central Wisconsin. Quickly up ice, into the zone. Jaden Yurkowski, a shot, save, rebound in front, and getting a piece of it was Gabby Heiser, but fighting it off is Amy Thull. Left-hand side, Heiser. Heiser still fighting for it along the boards, but a quick chance for Yurkowski for the Storm. Back to the point, Ava Rohde, upper side, fires it, and a save is made, and covered up by Amy Thull. Boy, 26 seconds and three pretty good chances for the Storm.
Yeah, moving the puck really well there. I mean, creating some seams. I think you're going to see, Chad, from the top of from the dot to the top of the circles where they're going to have to try to get to the middle of the rink. If they can use that alley right there, you're going to see some goals from the Storm.
So now another offensive zone draw coming up for Central Wisconsin. It will be to the near side faceoff circle as we look. Looking to her left is Amy Thull. Stepping in is Barigi for the Storm to take this faceoff. There's the drop. Deflected behind the cage. Fighting for it is Central Wisconsin. Battle for the puck below the goal line. Now move to the near side boards. Back to the point, captain. Oh, whiffing is Ava Rohde, but Ava gets it back. Rohde throws on net, blocked in front, getting a stick on it with a Storm player. Upper slot, again, the Storm keeping it in, but now finally chipped up to center. Here come the Stars the other way, but cutting it off and picking up the puck is Ava Rohde. Rohde back up ice, poked away. Now picked up, here comes ECA, grabbing it and dumping it in deep is Kate Roberts. Far side corner, Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn will flip it towards center. And now not able to handle it was Isabel Yankee. And the puck is dumped in deep again by ECA. 15:52 to go, second period, 2-1 Storm. Mateo DePoit in the near side corner, deep in the Central Wisconsin zone. Gives it off to Ava Rohde. Rohde behind the cage. Rohde still fighting for it. Rohde will move it to the left-hand side. Now come through center ice is Central Wisconsin. It's Isabel Yankee. Yankee will get it over the blue line, but then chip back to neutral. Storm in the midst of a line change. Back up ice, here comes ECA. Right faceoff circle, right dot, there's a shot, and a stop is made.
biggest opportunity for EC in a while as coming in was April Vaki and a good stop made by Cammie Flores.
Yeah, she was ready for that, right at the top of her crease, ready for the shot. Kind of an awkward line change for the Storm. They have to find pucks below the goal line, especially in the second period with the long change. Those line changes matter.
15:25 to go in period number two. 2-1 Central Wisconsin with the lead. Face off left of Cammie Flores. Battle on the far side boards. Puck comes in front and now deflected to the near side boards. Keeping it in the zone for probably as long as they have in a long time is ECA. Puck deep left corner, played now by the Storm. Heiser gets it to center. Nice little pass. Through center ice comes Jaden Yurkovsky. Yurkovsky has it poked away. And now a whistle and a penalty coming up on the Stars. High sticking called on ECA. And Central Wisconsin will get an opportunity to extend this 2-1 lead.
Here we go, Chad. I mean, a fourth power play so far in, 19 minutes of hockey. The Storm have to take advantage of these because power plays are a premium, especially in the playoffs. You want to make sure that you take advantage of these.
In the sin bin for the Stars, number 16, Molly Wright, sophomore who had an assist on the first goal of the game scored by ECA and Addison Grohlke, went on the draw for the Storm. Back to the point. Plenty of room. There's a shot and a save made. But nobody in front as Sophie Boling fired it. Seeing it was Thulp, able to grab it, freeze it, and get another offensive zone faceoff for the Storm.
Was a clean win right there, right to Jaden, and she kicked it out to Sophie to try to create a little low to high there.
So the faceoff as Gabby Heiser will step in now for Central Wisconsin. Puck is fought for, picked up by Jaden Yurkovsky along the near side boards. Back to the point. Now back near faceoff circle. With it is Yurkovsky. Now upper side, shot by Boleyn, and getting in front and taking the puck off her right arm, it appeared, was Gabby Heiser. Now the Storm, right faceoff circle, fired wide to the far side pipe by Jaden Yurkovsky. Captain at the left point, however, by Ava Rohde. Rohde, upper side, fires it, deflected again, comes off the near side boards. Puck is now rolled towards the right faceoff circle. Still a fight for it, Jaden Yurkovsky, and now chipped to the near side faceoff circle and cleared. I saw you shaking your head.
We have to pass the puck, Chad. I mean, you have to move the puck to make ECA move. They want you to do nothing but just hold on to the puck, and they're very good. Even in that moment right there, they're going to chip pucks away.
Into the zone. Here comes Garam, and Garam's shot is deflected below the goal line right-hand side. Whipped along the boards and out of the zone by ECA. 1 minute even to go on this power play, and now down to 14 minutes to go, second period. 2-1 Storm with the lead. Puck along the far side boards, taken away by the Stars. Now Grohlke trying to work her way in, but could not control it. And the puck is still deep in the Central Wisconsin zone. Now the Storm on the right-hand side. With it is Ava Rohde. Rohde will flip it ahead. Could not connect on the pass. Goes all the way down ice. Touching it apparently was Yurkovsky. Goes in behind the cage. Ava still whips along the boards and out of the zone. Once the Storm lost the zone, they've had a hard time reestablishing.
Yeah, they've got to get connected a little bit. They're a little disconnected. Hopefully they can make a few passes in a row to get into the offensive zone.
Here comes that fire plug, Madeline Kelter through center, into the zone, left-hand side. Kelter into the left corner. Kelter still has it. Now back to the left point. Stick handle by Taylor Friedel. Friedel will fire it, but an arm is up. And another penalty coming up. A cross-checking penalty, and I think another penalty on the Stars. Yep, Ava Stowe is going to go into the box, so 9 seconds of 5-on-3, and then another minute 51 of power play time for the Storm.
A little confused on that, Chad. We had the puck. I was a little concerned there was some action in front of the net when that whistle blew, but we'll take an extra 9 seconds on the power play here to go 5-on-3.
Well, I think right now you want to get a face-off win, take advantage of that 9 seconds, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be careful a little bit here because they're coming out of the box in 9 seconds.
There's the faceoff won cleanly by the Stars and cleared all the way down ice. So that will take care of the 5-on-3 played by Cammie Flores to the far side boards. Ava Rohde trying to move it ahead. Puck is kept in the zone, however, by ECA. But 13 minutes to go, second period. Oh, puck nearly knocked away in the zone by ECA, but the Storm get it up to center. 2-1. Into the zone, right-hand side, not able to handle is Isabel Yankee. Puck rolls in, and covering it up will be Amy Thull for the Stars.
The Storm is going to go back with their first power play unit here, and I think, one thing I want to see is the wing players, okay? So Garam and Yurkovsky look to drive off the wall to create a scoring opportunity.
Near side face-off circle. Puck is controlled by ECA and cleared out of the zone. Cammie Flores will play it. Hands it off to her defenseman, Ava Rohde. Rohde behind the cage. Moves it over to Garam. Garam on the left-hand side. A minute 23 to go on the Central Wisconsin power play. Up the left-hand side, Garam. She'll backhand it in deep. In behind the cage, getting there first. Jaden Yurkowski. Good hustle by Jaden. Moves it left corner, Garam. Fed in front, intended for Heiser. Could not get a stick on it. Near side boards, Jaden Yurkowski. Yurkowski hands it off. With it is Sophie Boleen. Boleen below the goal line. Boleen behind the cage. Boleen, left faceoff circle. Hands it off. Garam. Garam moves it near side. Oh, Jaden Yurkowski fires it. Goes off of star player. Back to the left point. Kept in by Ava Rohde. Rolls it down low. Now with it is Heiser. Heiser, left faceoff circle. A shot and a glove hand save made by Amy Thull. 47 seconds on the power play. 12 minutes to go in the second period. 2-1 Storm.
That play right there, Chad, is what they have to do. They have to drive off the wall, and you're going to, all of a sudden, you're going to find yourself in space. Whoa, I have all this time and space right now. And that's exactly what they have to do. Now they have to shoot the puck in the right spot so that we can get rebounds.
Heiser taking the draw, the far faceoff circle. Drawn into the far corner. Turned over. Heiser gets it back. Heiser at the goal line. Heiser left-hand side. Heiser behind the cage. Heiser moves it to the near side. Heiser to the right faceoff circle. Still with it is Heiser. Fires it. Save is made. Rebound in front. Back to the point. Boleen will fire it. Puck between the circles. Grabbed by the Stars. Captain again by Boleen. Fires it on net. Bouncing puck. Stopped by Thull. And now picked up by Grolke. Grolke back through center. Grolke on the right-hand side. And a penalty coming up. Ava Rohde fighting against Addison Grolke. And that will do it on the Storm power play. We'll have 16 seconds of 4-on-4, and then an ECA opportunity to tie.
Well, Jenny, you look at the way ECA scored. It was on the power play, and that's just that's two players fighting for the same lane, probably just fighting a little bit too long for Ava Rohde and give her an interference call.
It's a tough play. I mean, again, for the girls' game, again, by the rules, you know, the body
right.
check. But at the same time, you have a very dangerous player going down ice. You got to do something, right?
Yeah, you absolutely have to. I mean, there was Ava had no choice there but to get in her lane.
So now, 4-on-4, 11:30 to go, second period. And despite the fact it feels like the Storm have had the puck all the time, it's only a 2-1 lead. And that's scary, isn't it?
I mean, anytime it's a one-goal lead in the playoffs, Chad, you're one bounce away.
There's the drop. Puck in front, and clearing it aside is Garam. Garam, near side corner. Garam goes down, but no penalty. Puck is fought for, now back through center ice. Puck rolls into the ECA zone. Battle trying to get there first again is Madeline Kelter. Kelter does get the puck behind the cage, and now the power play begins for ECA. Addison Grolke behind the cage. Need to keep an eye on her. She'll bring it through her own zone. Pass ahead. With it is Molly Wright. Wright to the left point. Now into the zone. Wright drops it back. Grolke fires it, and a save is made, and then poked away by the goaltender, Cammie Floor, but another penalty is coming up. A slashing call is going to be whistled on Central Wisconsin, and for a minute 23, it will be a 5-on-3 power play for the ECA Stars as Michaela Garam will go into the box.
It's 5-on-3, Chad, that's a challenge, you know, and you've got to take away the middle of the rink, and hopefully you can get a few icings here to get through the first. The minute 23 is what you got to get through first.
You got to try to win that faceoff to begin with, right?
Winning faceoffs. Right now, the Storm, even on the power play, didn't win the faceoffs clean. And right now, they got to win this faceoff and try to get a clear. And it doesn't even have to be a clear all the way down the ice. It's just got to break the blue line, Chad, to make them reset.
10:53 to go, second period, 2-1 Central Wisconsin. Win on the draw for the Stars. They'll move it right-hand side. With it is Vaki. Vaki, stick handles. Moves it to the right faceoff circle. Grolke fires it. Stop is made. Rebound and covered up by Cammie Floor.
Storm did a great job collapsing back to Cammie there. She didn't know where it was, but she actually had it and was able to freeze it and squeeze it.
1:11 to go on the 5-on-3. Face off to the left of Cammie Floor. She always looks so active. She always looks energetic. And
she is. She's the little ball of energy there looking to.
Oh, coming in front. A backhander and a shot and a save. The puck off the faceoff came onto the stick of Molly Wright, and she turned and flipped it on net, and a good stop made by Floor.
Oh, it's a great stop. She was totally ready for it, too, and she didn't lose focus at all.
So another faceoff coming up. Third one already on this 5-on-3. Faceoff is won this time by the Storm. Behind the cage with it is Gabby Heiser. She'll look for an opening and clear it all the way down ice.
That's a great clear by Gabby. She won the puck, got it around the net, and was able to clear it. It's going to kill 15, 20 seconds on this 5-3 power play.
And there was patience. Super waited for patient. That. Yeah, it's like, it didn't force. Oh, Heiser will take the seal. Heiser in front. Heiser had it poked away by the goaltender Thole. Almost a 3-on-5 shorthanded goal, but now the other way. Here comes Molly Wright, right into the zone, left faceoff circle, fires it, save, rebound, oh, and it goes wide of the cage. Wide open was Keitlinger, but misses the net. Back to the point, Bakke. Bakke throw down low, off a skate, now goes to the right faceoff circle, grabbed by the Storm, clear, goes off a skate, comes in front towards Wright, could not get a shot off. Dangerous plays. Now back to the point, and a diving attempt by Heiser. Shot from the point, blocked in front, and cleared by the Storm.
Great job by Taylor Friedel there to clear that puck. She blocked the shot. It dropped right in front of her, and she was able to clear it.
A little fortunate on that rebound, though.
Oh, my gosh. There was a little plinkle going on there for a while, too.
The first penalty is over. Now 5-on-4 for 33 seconds, and the Storm will clear it again. Behind the net of Amy Thole. Chased down by Bakke. Bakke moves it to the right-hand side. Banged up the center. Nobody there for the Stars. Grabbed by Taylor Friedel. Dumps it over the blue line. Now back up to center comes ECA. Knocked away. Here comes Madeline Kelter again. Fighting for that puck. Still a battle right in front of the Storm zone. Bench. Into the zone. Now comes Kelter. Right face on circles. Shot and a goal! Kelter with the shorty with 8:59 to go in the second period. And the Storm take a 3-1 lead.
Great patience by Madeline at the blue line. Gather the puck. And she does what she does well. When she gets an opportunity to shoot, she can absolutely rip it. She found an opening and ripped it right through it.
And a shorthanded goal. What a huge moment in this game.
Yeah, I mean, the timing of this is fantastic. After killing off a 5-on-3 to 5-4 to now being able to get a two-goal lead with a shorthanded goal.
And it came off that net in the back of the net so quickly. But it was a perfect shot over the right shoulder of the goaltender, Amy Thole. So for the first time tonight, a multi-goal lead for the Central Wisconsin Storm. 6 seconds remain on the power play for ECA, but 3-1 Storm, 8:59 to go in period number two for Madeline Kelter, her 8th goal of the season. Puck is now played by the Stars into the zone, Grolke. Grolke along the far side boards as the penalty comes to an end. Grolke still fighting for it, thrown in front, goes into the left corner. Puck is now played by Wright. Wright behind the cage. Wright moves it along the far side boards. Grolke. Grolke turns. Grolke poked, checked away. But a whistle and a stoppage in play.
It's going to be a rough on Jaden Yurkovsky, Chad, right in front of the official there. And I didn't understand. Whether I agree with the call or not, doesn't matter. There was a little extra business there, and I think with the referee being right there, it's an easy, rough call.
So, a lot of practice here on the penalty kill this period for the Storm.
Yeah. Boy, I've seen this this playbook before, Chad. But you know what? They've picked up their penalty killing. They're putting pressure on the other team. The hard part here when you're killing this much as a coach is it shortens your bench and you start to get tired as you've seen the same players going out on the PK. That's one thing we got to watch.
5 seconds from the midway point of this game. 8:35 to go. Storm will win the faceoff, and here comes Gabby Heiser. Heiser through center. Heiser trying to flip it over the defenseman. Heiser still fighting for it. Now deflected behind the cage. Heiser will pick it up. Heiser to the right faceoff circle. Back to the point. Kept in by Central Wisconsin. Rolled in behind the cage, Gabby Heiser. Heiser still fighting for it. Puck still deep in the ECA zone. 25 seconds into the Stars' power play. Back up ice, now comes Grolke. Grolke over the red line. Grolke had it poked away. Good stick work that time by Sophie Bolin. Bolin brings it back the other way. Between the circles, shot is blocked. Picked up by the Stars. Back up to center. ECA has not established the offensive zone yet on this power play. Now into the zone with it is Thiel. Thiel along the near side boards. Now picked up behind the cage. Working it to the right faceoff circle is Ekloff. Ekloff and back to the point and not able to handle it was Kate Roberts and the puck all the way back to the goaltender. 57 seconds to go on this power play for the Stars. 7.5 minutes to go in the period. Turned over Kelter. Kelter fires. Save. Rebound. Whitmore. Save again. And covered up by Amy Thole. Well, one shorthanded goal was not enough for Madeline Kelter, fired it in, and then the rebound for Ava Whitmore, but a couple of big stops for Thole with 7:23 to go in the second and still 3-1 Storm.
Madeline does a great job reading the play on the PK. She finds ways to just get in passing lanes and be disruptive.
Boy, what a penalty kill so far. ECA has not been able to establish anything yet.
They're putting pressure on them, and that's hard. You want to put pressure on them and just make sure that the chances you're taking are the right chances.
Ava Whitmore, after a little too excited, was Madeline Kelter, got tossed from the circle. Back to the point, Ava Rohde, a shot, save, rebound. Oh, trying to get there was Whitmore, but then getting her mitt on it and covering it up was Amy Thull. Boy, there's some real juice in the skates right now for these girls, aren't there?
Ice is tilting a little bit here, Chad. I think you're starting to see the storm move the puck around and get opportunities and get to secondary chances, get to the rebounds, and they're certainly on their front foot.
Kelter in the circle, taking the draw. This time won by the Stars, but coming up real quickly is Ava Whitmore to try and knock it away. And now finally grabbing control of the Stars, 33 seconds on the power play. Through center ice, trying to work her way in is Michaela Thiel. Knocked away, puck is still battle for at neutral. Puck rolled into the zone, played by the Storm, trying to clear it out. Puck is still chopped at along the near side boards, still battle for it in the central Wisconsin zone. Still a battle along the boards, and now back to center, and a whistle and a stoppage, I think. Another penalty is going to be called on the near side boards in that battle.
Yep, it's going to be on the ECA Stars there, Chad. Obviously, we couldn't see the battle that well, but must have been a little bit extra where they're taking number 9 into the penalty box. Looks to be a body checking.
Evelyn Kolar, senior, is in the box. So now 13 seconds of 4-on-4, and then another opportunity with the player advantage for Central Wisconsin and a chance to stretch out this 3-1 lead. 6:49 to go in the second. Gabby Heiser will step in and take this faceoff for Central Wisconsin, drawn into the right wing corner. Now grabbed by Heiser. Heiser behind the cage. Heiser back to the point. Holding it is Ava Rohde. Right face on circle. Bowling a shot, but right into the star on the chest of goaltender Amy Thull. It was a lot on that shot, but you had to go right through the body of Amy Thull, and that was not going to happen.
When it's in that spot, I don't think it's going through, Chad.
So now 1 second until the power play begins for Central Wisconsin. Heiser taking the draw off the near side boards. Now the power play begins. Heiser below the goal line. Heiser near side faceoff circle. With it is Sophie Bolin. Gives it off to Yurkovsky. Yurkovsky will fire it. Save is made. Rebound is grabbed by the Stars. First attempt is not cleared. And now picked up by Grolke. She'll get it through center. Grolke moves it left-hand side into the zone. Here come the Stars trying to turn the corner. And not able to get the shot off is Molly Wright. Wright still fighting for it in the right corner. Right up against the boards. Wright doing a pretty good job taking seconds off this Storm power play. And now the Storm do grab it. Back through center ice comes Central Wisconsin. Into the zone, Jaden Yurkovsky. Right faceoff circle stops. Yurkovsky now settles. Yurkovsky gets it back to Bolin. Back to Yurkovsky, right-hand side. Back to Bolin near the blue line. Upper slot, fires it! And again, right into the body of Amy Thull. She'll smother it on the Star logo and get the whistle and the stoppage.
Good puck movement there, Chad. I mean, they're trying to go from Yurkovsky to Bolin and create a little two-on-one there. And I mean, Sophie's finding a lane to get the puck to the net.
Face off in the near circle with 59 seconds to go on the Storm power play. 5:48 to go in the second period. Central Wisconsin leading 3-1. Puck is banged back towards the point, captain by Ava Rohde. Rohde stick handles, now between the circle, shot, save. Rebound cleared to the near side boards by ECA. Picked up by Taylor Friedel, whiffs on it, but there to pick it up is Isabel Yonke. Yonke below the goal line, moves it to the left. Now grabbed, now fed in front, intended for a Ava Whitmore shot again from Taylor Friedel. And again, right into the equipment of Amy Thull. And she'll gobble it up with 36 seconds to go on the power play. 5:25 to go in the period. 3-1 Storm.
Chad, of the 12 minutes, how much has been 5-on-5 at this point in this period? There's a lot of special teams so far.
Definitely so. Offensive zone draw. Madeline Kelter taking it for the Storm. Wins it cleanly. Right point, Taylor Friedel. Friedel moves it left-hand side. Ava Rohde. Rohde moves it left face-off circle. There's a quick fire. Goes off the leg. Madeline Kelter fired it. Gets it back. Kelter, quick pass. Whitmore. Whitmore a shot. And fighting that one off was Amy Thull. Boy, that was a nice pass from the left face-off circle by Kelter. And quick release by Whitmore. And good save made by Thull.
Yeah, good anticipation by Thull, but a great pass by Madeline. She's great at finding those seams. Ava can certainly shoot the puck. We just wanted to pick a spot at the back of the net.
Again, Whitmore off the draw and a stick save
made by Thole, and now the puck is cleared all the way down ice. On that previous shot by Whitmore, it felt like that was going to the back of the net, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, they're finding opportunities. The second unit is finding opportunities.
5 seconds on the power play. Central Wisconsin, Ava Rohde into the neutral zone area. Now picked up. Kelter. Kelter handed off to Whitmore. Ava Whitmore feeds it back near left faceoff circle. Bouncing around. Still bouncing around. Trying to grab it is Brandt. And now chopped back to the point. Kept in. Ava Rohde rolls it in deep, and she'll peel off on a line change. Back behind the cage, Eau Claire area, trying to move it off the near side boards. Fighting for it is Malia Barigi. Also there is Isabel Yankee. Now back to the point, but not able to keep it in with Michaela Garam. She'll have to chase it back into the Central Wisconsin zone. 4:17 to go, second period. 3-1 Storm. Puck back to center, and now into the zone. Mateo DePoint. DePoint fires it, but right into the mitt of Amy Thole, who's been a very busy young lady in the first nearly two periods.
Chad, this is 5-on-5. It's a different line combination because they've had to play so many people on the power play. It'll be nice to see a little 5-on-5 hockey here.
Well, don't say that.
I know.
You just jinxed it. Face-off will be to the right of Amy Thole. Media timeout here with 4:09 to go in period number two. 3-1 game, Central Wisconsin Storm. Real quickly, first two games of the boys tournament, one goal games. Obviously a pretty good start to the tourney.
Yeah, I mean, you like to have close games. It's really enjoyable for the fans and the players.
Face-off is battle for left face-off circle in the ECA zone. Back to the left point, kept in by the Storm. Chopped again and just over the blue line. So Central Wisconsin has to reset at neutral. Puck is deflected into the star zone. And again, taking no chances as coming in quickly was Jaden Yurkowski. So jumping on it was Amy Thole. And another offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Storm.
Yeah, this is. It'll be nice to see us win possession. You know, like we've been able to get possession in a lot of these draws, but now we got to do something with it. So we got to make sure whether it's a set play or we just drive off the wall and get the puck to the net for a rebound.
Be nice to get another one before the end of the period, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, I think from a momentum,
the old
just
two
a
goal
little,
lead thing,
just a little breathe. Yeah. You know,
two goal leads. What you say is always that most dangerous lead in hockey.
That's what some people say.
Some people.
That is the. That is the old wives' tale, I guess.
But the most dangerous lead in hockey is a one-goal lead, right? There's a shot from the point, deflected and covered up. Oh, and not really covered up. Oh, they're going to say again, it was played with a high stick.
That's, okay.
Okay, was not covered up. Played with a high stick, and the faceoff will come to the other end. But, again, common sense says a one-goal lead is the most dangerous lead in hockey.
It is, and I just, you know, right now, the way the Storm has tipped this here, the second half of the period, and honestly throughout the whole period, be nice to see them get rewarded for this hard work.
Face off to the left of Cammy Floor. There's the draw. Won by the Stars. A shot goes off of Cammy to the near side boards. Puck is battled for and dug out by Central Wisconsin. Flipped back to center. Rolls over the blue line into the ECA zone. 3:38 to go, second period. 3-1 Storm. Stars trying to break it out of their own zone. Back to the point and not able to keep it in. Delayed offside. And, well, if it's a delayed offside, it comes in on goal. Wouldn't that be automatically a whistle?
It'll be interesting to see how they determine this because it was delayed, but they did wave it clear at the end before she saved the puck.
So the faceoff will stay in the ECA end of the rink, right of Amy Thole. 3:29 to go in the period. 3-1 is the score. Stepping in for the Storm is Malia Barigi, number 21 on the back of the white jersey for the Central Wisconsin Storm. Puck is battle for. Now off the far side boards. Fighting is Isabel Yankee with Barigi. And now the puck is dug out by April Vaki for the Stars. Moves it to the near side boards. Puck is still battle for it. And again, the Storm keep it in. Shot from the point by Garam is sticked aside by Thole. And the Storm again just keeping it in the offensive zone, but then losing control. And now a 2-on-1 the other way. Here into the zone, left-hand side. With it is Ekloff. Ekloff has it knocked away by Friedel. Gets it back, fires on net, and goes in behind the cage. Good initial play by Central Wisconsin defenseman Taylor Friedel. But now the other way come the Storm. A shot and a save as firing the other way for Central Wisconsin was Garam. But that was the first time tonight we've seen an odd man rush for ECA.
Yeah, and Taylor Friedel played it. She kind of surprised the puck carrier by taking away that time. You saw her kind of push left a little, push with her left leg and get right and pressure on him. Sometimes that defenseman move can be a little surprising.
And now they came back really quickly. I mean, right now the Storm on the front foot, even in that situation.
Yeah, they transitioned the puck really well.
Madeline Kelter taking the draw for Central Wisconsin. Puck is down! Grabbing the loose puck at the bottom of the left faceoff circle was Mara Meverden. A quick release and another stop made by Thole. Boy, she's going to have a high number of saves in this period.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of saves, probably up over 20 so far. The Storm has controlled this period. Be nice to get one here before the end of the stanza.
2:47 to go, second period, 3-1 Central Wisconsin. Puck is drawn towards the left corner, off the boards again, and now a whistle, and the arm goes up, and a interference call coming up on the Storm. And it looks like Ava Whitmore is heading into the box.
I spoke too soon, Chad. I didn't see it. It was away from the play. The puck went down low, and it must have been off the face-off, just a little bit of almost setting a pick.
Yeah. Well, a critical power play right now. I think for ECA, if they want to come back with 2:43 to go in the third, to get back to within one would be huge. And for the Storm, obviously, they've already proven they can turn it the other way, shorthanded. But number one, kill off the next 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big kill. First and foremost, you got to kill this penalty. If you can get offense out of this, I think that'll be a bonus.
Face off left of Cammy Floor. Grolke taking the draw for ECA against Yurkowski, and Yurkowski knocks it away. Yurkowski through center. Could be a 2-on-1. Yurkowski into the zone. Makes a good move between the circles. Yurkowski got the shot off. Not probably as strongly as she wanted to. And then a penalty, I think, coming up is getting knocked down in the crease was Gabby Heiser as April Vaki a little late after the whistle. And that is a penalty that really ECA could not afford.
Yeah, that's one you don't want to take. I think good job for the Storm for getting that opportunity and finding ways to the net there. Jane made a great move.
Yes.
Great move to push the D to the outside, got to the middle of the rink. But credit the UCA goalie. Great save.
Yeah, she just keeps on making the saves to keep them in the game. But, boy, that is now it's 4-on-4. And that changes things up a little bit here now as well.
Yeah, there's more space, and it's going to be a full almost 2 minutes of 4-on-4. It's only 11-second power play for ECA.
Storm bringing out some of their snipers for this start of this 4-on-4 session. Near sideboards, Garam. Garam holds it. Garam fires it. Deflected. Getting a stick on it was Heiser, but didn't keep the pace on it after the deflection. Came in slowly and covered up by Thole. But right idea.
Yeah, you want to get the puck in, especially with Gabby there. She's got great hand-eye coordination. She can tip pucks and find ways to just create a little misdirection in front of the goalie.
Face-off, won by the Storm, but not able to keep it in at the point was Taylor Friedel. Friedel has to reset at neutral. Moves it left-hand side. Gabby Heiser. Heiser into the zone. Heiser back on the right. Garam. Garam right face-off circle. Garam shot was blocked from behind. Picked up in the left corner. Heiser. Heiser back between the circles. Heiser goes down. Heiser still fighting for it. Now goes off the near side boards. Picked up by the Stars and now back through center ice. Puck rolls in and that could be an icing. Nope, they're not going to call it an icing. Puck is played to the near side by Garam. Garam, pass ahead. Deflects up to neutral. Ava Stoll will chop it back into the Central Wisconsin zone. 1:45 to go. Second period. 3-1 Storm. Taylor Friedel below the goal line in her own zone. Friedel moves it on the near side. Heiser. Heiser gets it back to center. Heiser moves it left-hand side. Into the zone comes Garam. Garam, deep left corner. Garam behind the cage. Garam to the near side corner. Garam to the right-hand side. Gives it off to Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn comes in front. Boleyn could not get the shot off. Puck between the circles. Cleared back to neutral by the Stars. Dumped back in immediately by Garam. Delayed offside. Heiser will clear the zone. Now the puck on the right-hand side. Chipped up to center by the Stars. Puck is played at neutral. Michaela Garam. That is Garam. Garam gets it ahead. Isabel Yonke. Yonke into the zone, right-hand side. Yonke into the right corner, now behind the cage. Yonke still has it. 1 minute in the period. Left-hand side, Isabel Yonke. Yonke still fighting for that puck along the boards. Moves it down low. Madeline Kelter below the goal line. Kelter now to the left faceoff circle. Turns, fires, goes off the leg in front of Isabel Yonke. And now the puck back to the right point, kept in by Rohde. Rohde makes a nice little move. Rohde, right faceoff circle. Rohde in front. Rohde, a shot, misses the near side pipe. 35 seconds in the period. And now back to 5-on-5. And then one of the Star players came out and went off her skate at neutral. Picked up now by the Storm. 24 seconds in the period. Puck rolled back into the ECA zone. Emma Brandt trying to chase it down in the left corner. Brandt gets tripped up. No penalty. Back to the point. Kept in. There's a shot.
glove hand save made by goaltender Amy Thull on that fire from the point by Sophie Boleyn.
This is a nice little sequence there, though. ECA got a little bit unlucky. The Stormer had a numbers problem. ECA was breaking, and it hits that skate of the player coming out of the box. Thankfully for the Storm, otherwise that could have been a dangerous play.
Face off to the right of Amy Thull. Malia Barigi stepping into the circle for Central Wisconsin. Addison Grohlke for the Stars. Face off into the left corner. Emma Brandt chipping at it. Now behind the cage. Brandt still fighting for it. Also Barigi there. Down to six. Puck is still fought for. Now picked up by the Stars. They will clear it to the near side boards. And the period will come to an end. So the Storm add to their lead. So Amy Thull keeping ECA within striking distance heading into the third. 3-1, Central Wisconsin Storm with the lead over the ECA Stars. We'll come back, recap the action and the scoring of this period coming up next. This is Central Wisconsin Storm State Tournament Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Are you thinking about updating or transforming your home or business? Mike Whitmore Construction has been delivering nearly three decades of professional construction service you can count on. Stunning interior renovations, durable exterior upgrades. Mike and his team do it all, expertly, efficiently, with quality that lasts. See the quality work of Mike Whitmore Construction on their Facebook page. For craftsmanship you can trust, call Mike Whitmore Construction today. 715-401-3965. Mike Whitmore Construction. Built on experience. Driven by quality.
The Wausau Cyclones' quest for a championship begins next weekend. Wausau will host Game 1 of the Best of 3 playoff series on Friday, March 17th at 7:10 p.m. and Game 3, if necessary, on Sunday, March 16th at 6:10 p.m. The first 500 fans receive a Cyclones playoff rally towel presented by Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Visit WausauCyclones.com for tickets.